Without any further questioning, Onca turned as instructed to face the water. Despite straining his eyes to look through the darkness, nothing stirred under the night's starless blanket. How he wished desperately that the distant shore was somehow near enough to risk swimming. Without turning his head, he knew the Tors were very close. He was afraid that if he did turn, then the last thing he would see would be a bullet. He needed to trust Harry, so he continued to study the water, concentrating so hard it made his eyes sore. The familiar ripples became hypnotizing, so much so that he could have sworn that the far shore was actually getting closer. Blinking hard to clear his mind, he stood and gazed on the water again, but this time stared in disbelief. How could it be? The shore was getting nearer. He froze rigid, not daring to move in case it destroyed this incredible vision.
Onca! Onca! Down here! Down here!
Fish! It's you! I'm trapped! The Tors are coming and I can't swim far!
Come on! You need to jump! Just go ahead, jump!
But where? Into the water?
In blind trust, he closed his eyes and leapt high and waited for his body to hit the water so he could start swimming for his life. But the strangest thing happened. Onca found himself on a platform made up of millions of fish. Within seconds, Onca was seemingly drifting away from Harry, Arthur, the gang of bats, and most importantly, gaining distance between himself and the Tors. This magical raft of little fish had saved his life. They were taking him to the safety of the peninsula. In the far distance, he could hear the curses and confusion of the Tors, and a solitary burst of gunfire told him that they would not give up on their pursuit. Not now that they'd been able to trap him once.
I will be forever grateful, Fish. Thank you. That was one weird experience. And when I get the Tors off my back, I'd like another go sometime.
Yeah. Right, you're not out of danger yet. It's only going to take them 10 minutes and their truck to reach you over here. But we've done what we can for now. We'll stay close by just in case you need our help again. Just call out and we'll come and get you. Your problem will be that when the sun is now starting to rise and within the hour it's going to get daylight and you'll become a clear target for them, albeit a moving one.
Thanks, buddy. Much appreciated. You know, I really wasn't sure what trust was before meeting everyone here, but it's a real cool feeling. I like it.
Trust, love and loyalty are important to every living creature, Onca. Nurture these for all you're worth and you'll thrive. Without trust, you will feel life. Without love, you'll feel empty. And without loyalty, you'll have nothing.
I will, buddy. I promise.
Onca, say goodbye and follow me. We need to take you to Bluebell Woods. It's all part of the captain's plan.
Auntie Claudia, where are you? I can't see you.
Just under this shrub to your right. In fact, our whole army is on patrol right now. They are monitoring the Tors as they approach and will try and slow them down for us.
They will? Impossible. They are some seriously vicious dogs who are fast runners, believe me. Dogs and Tors are a tough mix to escape from.
Yes, but we are finding they can also trip up easily, and it's surprising what a sudden tug of undergrowth can do. I've had a report that all of them have already tripped over twice. But that said, we must hurry to the woods, Onkar, and meet Badger.
Badger? I thought that he might be lying low. I wouldn't blame him.
Badger is waiting for you, just as the captain ordered. So we must hurry, Onkar. Come quickly.
Just as the fish had predicted, the sunlight was already squeezing its way between the leaves and branches. Everywhere was being stripped of hidden protection now as the cover of darkness peeled back to give way to another dawn.